I am calling about the house in Dallas on Cullen Drive.
Yes. How may I help you?
Can you tell me a bit more about it and what you're in, what the process will be like to buy it?
Well, the owner is basically doing some maintenance online to it, along with some maintenance in the property itself. So at this point, she's kind of halted for sale.
Okay.
But if a person still wanted to purchase, then that person would have to, excuse me, sign the contractual letter of intent, which would state that they intend to make the purchase of the property per a walkthrough, and that the property, the actual closing date has been moved up from September 3rd to September 10th.
Okay.
Due to the maintenance that's happening. And more importantly, if you sign the contractual letter of intent today, you have to provide the 20%. It would have to be deposited into our independent escrow agent's account today, Mr. Fisher, and he banks with Wood Forest.
Okay.
So that 20% would have to be deposited today.
Okay.
So basically, it's still available, but the closing date has been moved to a week later due to the maintenance crew during their last bit of checks. And in the contractual letter of intent, it does state that 20% is fully refundable.
Okay. All right. So if I changed my mind on the 9th, you would send my money back.
Right. So basically, if you do the deposit today, right, you sign the contractual letter of intent today, then within 48 hours, I would meet with you at the property. We would do a walkthrough. If you do everything today, the walkthrough will happen on Wednesday. We'll do the walkthrough, and let's say for whatever reason you no longer want to move forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
You let us know, you'll receive your funds back within 24 hours. If you do, however, still want to move forward, then you must understand that the closing date has been changed from the 3rd to the 10th.
Okay.
The balance, 80%, will be paid at closing, or the balance, 80%, will be paid over 5 years owner financing. And I believe that's $454 per month.
Okay. I should probably be honest with you right now. I am actually a journalist.